For instance, hardly have we had time to rest in our classical dominant cadence of B major when a new contradiction breaks out. And that's all based on that original tritone of G natural and C sharp, only now elaborated into a new formation called the whole tone scale. Do you sense that new special ambiguity? It's the sound of the whole tone scale, a unique invention of Debussy's, directly derived from that original tritone. It's not difficult to see how this new scale came to exist if you only recall that the interval of the tritone is actually a span embracing three whole tones. Let's say we start on C sharp, right? And then proceed by whole tone steps. One, two, three, and we've landed on G natural, the other pole of the tritone, right? Now watch, if we simply repeat the procedure, starting from this G natural where we landed, and again go up three whole tones, one, two, three, lo and behold, we're back to C sharp. Again, only an octave higher. In short, we've got a scale, that whole tone scale. See, what's actually happened is this, the octave span, C sharp to C sharp, instead of being divided diatonically, the usual way, or chromatically, which would be 12 equal half steps, is now divided into 6 equal whole steps. You see them? Starting C sharp, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, back to C sharp, you get 6 whole tones, get it? With that tritonic G natural at the exact midpoint of the octave between the two C sharps. Now what's most important is that we've got a scale that cannot function tonally, that cannot produce a tonic or a dominant relation. Why is this?